We're now joined by head coach Andre Adabny of the Milan Wildcats. Coach, regular season in the books, and as much as I know a lot of people would like to go unbeaten, you're sitting there at 23-2. That's pretty stout, and the two teams that beat you both on the road, Trenton and North Andrew, two good basketball teams. You have to be really pleased with the with the performance that you guys put up here over the last 25 games.
Oh, definitely. You know, when you look at our schedule and see where we're at, I think consistency is a big part of that, which we were kind of missing a little bit last year. And this year, that's one thing our kids have done a little bit better job of, and played consistent for the most part, and great effort every day at practice, and a different kid keeps stepping up, and I couldn't ask more of them.
So I was talking to Dennis, who was listening to the Mercer game the other night, and he goes, what did Mercer do, and what did Milan struggle with the other night? And you know, I said, there's always two ways to look at things. But those kids from Mercer hit shots. I thought they stepped up to the plate and gave you guys obviously a huge challenge, and you guys answered it.
I agree with that they hit shots. And sometimes I feel like we live in too much of a world, I guess, because there's so much sports media out there for people to look at. Everyone always wants to point about what we should have done better or whatever, but they played really well. They hit shots, they defended well, and they were hitting shots from downtown. We could have probably done a little bit better job of, we shouldn't have doubled down on the post near as much as what we did, and we ended up chasing some shooters on the outside. But it just boiled down to, they did a great job of finding the open shooter, and when he got the ball, he hit shots.
I felt like, and I couldn't put my finger on anything specific, but I felt like that not having Quinn on the floor hurt you against Mercer a little bit. Were there specific ways that you saw that not having Quinn kind of changed things for the Wildcats?
Yeah, definitely, and what we were just talking about right there. You know, we had a timeout where we're talking about the toughest spot that we're having to defend right now is out on the perimeter. So we wanted to make sure that our wings, we stopped trapping for a while. We wanted our wings to stay spread out. And there was a couple times we could contain them in the post. You know, lots of times they'd catch with their back to the bucket, and with Ryan and Connor behind them, they, you know, weren't even going to make a move. They were looking for a kick out right away. And a couple of our wings kind of got stuck, you know, watching the ball in the post and turning their back. And that's what led to that easy shot. And Quinn is typically a pretty good position defensive player that goes really unnoticed, because there's not a stat that goes along with that. It's just that kid maybe doesn't catch against Quinn the way he did the other night, and Quinn's just a smart player that, you know, can absorb a lot. When you know you tell him something, you don't have to tell him three or four times over, and I think that's probably what we're missing the most with Quinn's injury. So but some other kids, you know, they get to watch a little bit of film and see where they're at, and hopefully adjust that, and down the stretch make the adjustments we need so that we can have somebody else step into that same role.
Yeah, that slump that Hunter was in January, he looks like he's pretty well out of it. He hasn't had that 25-30-point game, but he's been pretty consistent with his offense here for the last couple of weeks.
He's been a little bit better. He kind of struggled a little bit last night from the floor, but he does so many other things that I just keep trying to get that through to him, you know, that long wingspan out there defensively for us. You know, running up and down the floor the way that he does. He runs the floor so well. And regardless of if he's hitting shots or not, the defense knows that he's a very good scorer from everywhere on the floor. So they're keying on him quite a bit. You know, when you put some big numbers up at the beginning of the year, you don't end up quite as open as you were, you know, early on. So he just needs to be sure that he just, you know, keeps a good head on his shoulders. And even when his shots aren't falling, there's other ways that he can contribute. He's a great rebounder, too, when he puts his mind to it. And that was one thing last night I thought he did a good job of. His shots weren't falling, but he did a good job of getting to the offensive board and getting to the glass, and that's what we need from him.
We talked about the injury that Quinn had last week when he suffered it. Is there anything encouraging from what you got from the doctor on Quinn and whether or not he's done for the season or he might be able to come back?
He may be able to come back, because he will. Right now it looks like maybe he may have to have some surgery. And so, you know, his thought process is, if I'm going to have surgery anyway, maybe I can tough it out for a couple weeks here and then have the surgery after that. So that's just something that he and his family need to decide. And if he can, great. And if he can't, you know, we'll try to get him in and rehabbed and ready for the next season.
Traditionally, I've had so many interviews about teams that go up and play a North Harrison team that maybe isn't the best team record-wise in the world, but it seems like it's really hard to go up to Eagleville and play them and play well and win. I know you won last night, Coach. How do you feel like your team played?
I thought for the most part we got a lot of kids in early on in the game. We did a pretty good job of getting out there pretty quick. to lead and just kind of maintaining and kind of stretching it out just a little bit as time went on. But there were some other kids that I wanted to give some looks to, because when we have that injury, you know, we might have a kid that hasn't been playing a lot of minutes that maybe then can step up to the plate and give us a, you know, and we're making some adjustments defensively too. So we tried some different things kind of on the fly a little bit defensively for us that we haven't typically done throughout the course of the season. So for the most part, it wasn't exactly the prettiest game that we've played, but we definitely got a good look out of things. And, you know, North Harrison is a team that has improved vastly throughout the course of the season, and, you know, Coach Smidley's done a really good job with them, and it was a good night for us, and got a lot of kids in there.
So, you know, regular season's in the rearview mirror now. You're getting ready for districts. I know that it's the 1-8 matchup, so you like to think you're going to come out, Schuyler County, take care of their business. However, yeah, there's some knowledge there. They're a former conference rival, and yeah, it's like a road game because they're host, so you got to go beat them on their floor, and those things always kind of give you a little bit of pause.
Yeah, Schuyler typically is a team that always shoots really well at home because their gym is so much different than the rest of ours. You know, we all have pretty small gyms, and you go to Schuyler and you have that space, and typically they shoot well and their opponents don't shoot extremely well. I think their team, from the first time we played them to the second time we played them, they've improved a lot, and they've gotten a lot better. They have a new coach this year, so they've had to make some adjustments early on, and I think they've done a good job with that. They play a pretty good containment defense the last time we played them, and they had some kids that hit some shots, and we kind of struggled from the floor. So we're going to have to definitely be prepared defensively. We're going to have to get some stops where we can get some steals and some runouts, because that kind of gets our team going quite a bit. So we have it's not an easy 1-8 game by any means, and I don't think any game in our district is going to be an easy game, because everyone's kind of, you know, competed and beat teams that maybe they shouldn't have throughout the course of the season. So it should make for an interesting postseason here.
Yeah, it kind of feels like for about a month, too, your team, nothing's come easy for your team. You know, your victory at Putnam, you had to claw and scrape, and your victory against Mercer, you had to claw and scrape. Do you kind of feel like that is postseason almost going to re-energize your group a little bit, or do you hope that it does?
Yeah, that was something we've kind of stressed this past week. You know, we kind of get into, you know, throughout the course of a game, you just kind of sometimes have a feeling that we're going to pull this out. And I think that's kind of how we have felt throughout most of the time. And, you know, we just hope that, you know, we're starting over 0-0, and it gets to be a fun time of year. And I think that the excitement around the school and excitement in the air will hopefully get the guys going quite a bit. And, you know, they understand that, you know, now there's a little bit more pressure and it's a little bit more fun. So hopefully we can get a little bit more energy. You know, it's a long season to have to go through, but to stay as consistent as what we have been throughout the course of the season. And those close games, I think, are going to help us down the stretch.
Now you got Putnam County Marceline, the 4-5 matchup. Get by Schuyler. You play maybe the Midgets again. We'll wait and see on that. You got play to the 2 seed, and you got Salisbury, the 3 seed. How difficult of a district do you believe District 7 to be, Coach?
I think it's going to be extremely difficult for all of us, because we all have played each other so many times. And, you know, like our road, if we can beat Schuyler, that will have had to have been the third time we've beaten them. And then our next opponent would also be a team we've played either once or 3 times. And, you know, you just go down there and you look, and the other side of the bracket's the same way. A lot of those conference schools in the Lewis and Clark have played each other a couple times as well. So I think that each team has to come out ready to play. And you never know when a team, you know, has some shots that don't fall, maybe have some key players get into some foul trouble, those kind of things. So I think it's going to be interesting. I think I like our chances. I think that we're one of the more consistent teams in the district. But, you know, when you're working with a bunch of sophomores and juniors for the most part, you know, anything can kind of happen on any given night. So we're just going to prepare the best we can and go out and play the game.
Yeah, and when it's do or die, or, you know, if you lose, you're done, the reaction of teams is always interesting to me when you get into that district atmosphere. And the really good ones are the ones that have kind of been through it, been there, done that, and it really doesn't affect them, but it's hard to get to that point sometimes.
Yeah, and I think one thing we've been stressing at practice is sometimes you have to be ready, because a lot of teams have, you know, we've taken some of our opponents' best nights. They obviously, when we were kind of on a win streak there, some teams wanted to be the team that knocked us off. And, you know, like the night, I know it was a big thing for Trent to knock us off when we were undefeated and give us our first loss, and that was kind of fuel for them. Other teams are going to feel that same way when they play the number 1 seed, and we don't have the luxury of having 4 or 5 seniors, you know, on our team that have a little bit more urgency. So we've been trying to get our younger kids to understand that you don't always get into this point. Mm. You know, you can't wait till you're a senior to put things together. We've got a good team right now, and we want to reward ourselves in the postseason here with that.
Coach, appreciate the time. Good luck next week at Districts. We'll hope to catch you over at Schuyler.
All right. Thanks a lot, Tom.